Mountain made honey, look at that water running down the stream. Set your still up, fill up your cup with that moonshine whiskey. Make another delivery in your souped up Model T. Riding around like Buffalo Bill, selling that moonshine from your still. Hiding from the law every day and every night. Made 10 batches, but only one came out right.
Was Mountain Made from the debut full-length album Rough Waters by Victoria-based rock and roll and blues band Deep Sea Gypsies. I spoke with vocalist and lead guitarist Johnny Rechenball over Skype. Johnny, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little about your musical history. Did you start making music as a kid or did you come to it later in life?
Both of my parents are musicians, so I've always been around music. There's always been music going on in the house and that sort of thing. So I started at a pretty young age. I think I got my first guitar when I was 7 years old and didn't really touch it much until I was about 12. And then I met Marty, our bass player, a year after that, and we've been playing music together ever since.
Do you remember what the very first album that you ever bought for yourself was?
I can't remember. No, it was probably something from the mid-90s, probably like Offspring or something like that.
Can you think of one record in particular that was really life-changing for you from the first time you heard it?
Yeah, the first time I heard Zeppelin One. That was when I became a full-on rock and roll addict.
Do you have a favorite or an especially beloved guitar?
Yeah, I do, actually. I got a Stratocaster in 2012, and that was about 2 years into the Gypsies. I got that guitar, and I played it ever since, and it looks a lot older than it is because it's been played so much, but that's my one that I'll never get rid of for sure.
You mentioned that you've been playing with Marty since you were just a kid. How did you come together with the others to form Deep Sea Gypsies?
We met Greg through, me and Marty also were pretty heavy into skateboarding when we were younger. And we met Greg at the skate park. And he also went to the same schools that we did and stuff. So we saw him playing a bunch of other bands, and eventually we were looking for a drummer, and he was our first person we asked, and he was on board, so been playing with him ever since then.
How do you guys normally approach your songwriting as a band? Is it a really collaborative process, or does one of you typically take the lead?
Lately, it has been a lot more collaborative. In the past, our past couple of records and stuff, it was mostly just me writing songs just on an acoustic or whatever, and I would bring the songs to the rehearsal space, and we'd hash it out as a band and figure out the parts and stuff. But as far as writing lyrics out, it was usually just me trying to figure it all out, and usually it would come pretty quick if it wasn't working right away throughout a whole song. I would kind of just throw it out, but I usually try to get it in one go while I'm thinking about it.
You released your debut EP in 2013 and your first full-length record, Rough Waters, last Christmas.
Yeah.
How do you feel your sound's evolved with the newest release?
It's a lot of new influences, actually. There's a lot of, we started listening to Tedeschi Trucks Band and a bunch of new kind of southern rock bands, Blackberry Smoke and stuff like that. So I'd say that's probably the only real difference. Back in the day, we were a little bit more blues based.
You got to work with producer Loke Webb of Vintage Owl Recordings, as well as Malcolm Owen Flood on the album. What was it like working with them?
Yeah. Well, it was great. Loke actually used to play guitar for the band. So he left about a year ago now to kind of concentrate on his studio and stuff. So that was pretty easy because we've always worked together. Me and him kind of did most of the recordings and that sort of thing. And then as far as working with Malcolm goes, that was pretty fun as well. He was kind of new to it at the time. He'd probably been doing it for maybe a couple years. He's a lot more prolific nowadays, but yeah, it was great. We went to a studio called The Wood Shop just outside of Duncan, BC, and it's a great spot, and we had lots of fun doing that.
You've got an awesome official video on YouTube for your song Rocky Mountain Line. What can you tell me about that song and making that video?
The song itself, I don't even really remember writing it or anything, to be honest with you, because it was written a long time before we did that video. But the video, we ended up just kind of filming most of it right around my house, actually. So it's got a lot of Machosen, D.C., and Thetis Lake footage. And yeah, but it was super fun to make. We've got the person that made it is actually like an action sports filmer. So he had never done any music videos or anything before, so We just asked him if he'd be up for it, and he said sure, and it worked out.
Chasing dreams with a steady heart, what I want will soon be mine. Catch that eastern bound train through the Rocky Mountain line. Feeling bought and sold, let me dry out on the line. Maybe things they say are gonna work out this time. Told me you can make it if you shy. My doctor said I'm doing just fine. And living, I can't seem to save a dime. I'm only getting older, think about it all the time. My hands, they hurt, work my fingers to the bone. If I don't find what I'm looking for, I'll meet you back at home. Meet you back at home. Told me you can make it if you shine. My doctor said I'm doing just fine. Chasing dreams with a steady heart, what I want will soon be mine. Left my home now more than once, to where the great plains do divide. My stories they are told in my own way and my own time. As the dust rolls down that road, I know what I'm.